Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Call with Ron Ametron. Today is Saturday, September 28th, 2013. It is Saturday night on the Lightship. We have many other things to discuss and questions to have answered and healing samples for you tonight. We will be accepting phone calls if you'd like to call in. If you have emails, you can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We have an 8-hour healing call coming up tomorrow that you can still join. You can go on Ron's website and sign up for it. You get to spend 8 hours being healed on the Lightship. If you're new, we are going to make a visit to Creation Lightship this evening so you can get a little sample of what that healing feels like. And I do urge you to go on the site, check out, there's a ton of information and healings on there, including free healings. And also get on Ron's mailing list because he has already announced the dates for the October sessions. And they're going to start earlier this month. I believe it's the 5th. I actually don't have that, the 5th of October. I don't have the email right in front of me now, but I believe those are the dates. But if you're on the mailing list, you would get that information. Now, before we say hello to Ron, everyone can bring up a picture of the light being, which can be found on the BBS website. Just scroll down a little bit from where the fast chat is, or on creationlightship.com. If you bring up that lovely picture, when Ron comes on, he'll activate that for peace energy for us for the remainder of the show. And now I'll say hello to Ron.
Hi, everybody. So, yeah, bring up the light being. We're going to energize it, bring some peace energy your way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring in the males are coming here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And again, we're looking forward to our visit to Creation Lightship. And we had, I asked last night for testimonials because on this, the current month's intensive, healing intensive that Ron is doing, he has given us a free clearing, the robotic clearing. And we did, in fact, get an email testimonial about that that I'd like to read now. But I'd also like to welcome everyone to, if you have tried that clearing yet, so far, please let us know how it's going and how that feels. So the testimonial we got, release tension, leg discomfort reduced, more aware of body function, excellent clearing, very freeing. Ron, thanks for this clearing. Now, in the beginning, she also says, I don't know if you want to explain the healing a little, Ron. She says, third and fourth dimension completed, doing a dimension a day. So do you want to talk a little bit about the robotic clearing, and then maybe we'll get some more testimonials, too?
Yeah, it just depends where you are and how they're controlling you in what area of consciousness, which we call dimensions. So you can be in many places at one time. And we know that about the timeline crashing, so this is why we have it indicated that way. So it's kind of fun to do, and you start having more awareness of what's happening to you. And unfortunately, you know, having robotic programs in your body typically is not good, but you've had them for your whole life, so now you can become aware of that. And sometimes the programs are not, you know, serving you the best way possible, so one way you can get out of them and get some relief by having them get released. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Yeah, it looks like a wonderful healing, and I'm looking forward to. I haven't started it myself, but I do intend to, and I'm sure that's going to be very helpful. And I guess if people would like to call in, that's okay for you tonight, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, we'll go to the Lightship probably about a half an hour.
Okay. And we didn't complete. We had several emails last night we never did get to, so I'll go back to those. And again, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com if you want to send something to there. I have that open now. Here's a question. Will a pain body clearing help remove densities for people who work out a lot? This person specifically asking about someone who's a college tennis player.
I would think that it could help out, yeah.
Is it possible, can you do a sample of the pain body clearing for everybody?
Sure. So just look at a pain that you may have that you're experiencing. And it could even be a past pain. Some people are pain-free right now, but maybe you had a broken arm or a headache in the past. So here we go. You know, things happen.
So it would be good to put your hand on the place too, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Okay. Ooh, thank you, Ron. I had a little pain there. Feels better. And the same, on the same email, the person is asking, you know, would the nano clearing help a person who works out a lot? And is it possible to do a sample of the nano clearing?
It's a little more complicated because we could pick on breathing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Thank you. And, I guess the nano clearing would help all of us, wouldn't it? So it surely would help someone who has pain from playing tennis a lot. So thank you very much for that question. Thank you also for the testimonial. And we kind of discussed this last night, but I think it's kind of worth going over again. Somebody sent in an email, and it's similar to a couple of other things that we got last night. She goes into a certain place of business that's something that a lot of us go into often, but I won't mention what that business is. So could she clear the energy before she goes there? The energy always feels so bad, but I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's a vortex. I was there today and did not touch anyone, but I felt horrible, was spitting up as I got in the car, using all my tools from you, but I'm just wondering what's going on there. And we talked last night about a grocery store and a restaurant, kind of the same thing, but maybe we could talk a little bit more about that tonight.
Boy, hard to say what's happening. To have somebody throw up, that's a pretty rough energy there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wonder what kind of store it is. Is it a department store or a food store or food chain? Any idea?
It's a place where you do business. It's run by our government.
Where you do business. Boy. Well, it sounds like maybe, is it a place possibly where you send letters off, maybe?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, so, boy, that's very unusual. I don't know what would cause that, other than the people who work there probably causing problems, not liking their job or something. If the person went in there and had to throw up afterwards, wow, that's a pretty violent situation.
Well, I have a thought. Where I used to live, in an apartment building, we had a kind of small mail room, but a lot of mailboxes. I mean, probably hundreds, 250 or something mailboxes. Every time we went in there, there were entities. And I think a lot of people stand there and open their mail because they want to throw it away right away, you know, what they don't need. So maybe they're upset and they're opening bills, and maybe they already have entities, and maybe they're attracting more, or the entities just hang out in a place like that to attach to people that maybe are getting bad news or upset. Do you think that could be what goes on there?
Yeah, it's possible. You know, that's Yeah. It just seems strange that it would be each time, you know. That's, you know, normally most people aren't affected that harshly, you know, with going to a place all the time like that. So I don't know. I would tend to think it's probably more of an employee situation than it would be people coming in there, but, you know, it's hard to say. It is pretty weird that that would happen.
Right.
Like if somebody is really, really, really negative and they come in there and leave their energy all over the place, and they'd have to be an awful powerful person to do that. So I just don't know. That's why I would say it's probably more like an employee doing it there.
Hmm. Well, it's, you know, it's pretty much a place, if you have to go there, you can't avoid it, unfortunately. So that's a rough one. So on, you know, hopefully lighter note, or a slightly lighter note, we had some questions about your divinely activated pictures, and I thought that would be an interesting thing to discuss tonight. A lot of us, you've explained before that there's the light of the darkness. Ron, do you want to just talk about that a little bit and how we may have, without meaning to in the past, connected to saints and religious figures, but that they were not the actual saint or religious figure?
Yeah, the lights have had energies come here, and some of those, you know, religious energies, you know, that's on the planet here, that people talk about anyway, and then they left. And sometimes those energies people still are using all the time. And it's not light coming from them, it's the light of the darkness. And people use those energies a lot. If you notice, from my understanding and watching people and talking to them, they use any of the deities or you know, saints or whatever to ask for a favor, to ask for protection, to bring something into their life, you know. And so the light doesn't do that. So if you just pull yourself back and go, well, wait a minute, the light doesn't do any of this stuff, then, you know, then it can't be of light. So that's the light of the darkness. Some things, you know, do work, you know. Some of the deities do actually do work for people, and probably because they're forced to do that. And so you could have some type of maybe positive experience, but it's still not of light what you're using. And some people think that there's like white magic and, you know, maybe dark or black magic, you know. And the light magic is the same thing as the dark. There's no difference on it, just that it all depends how you look at it. So it'd be as if you're, you know, are you the glass half empty or half full. That's how you have to look at those energies. So it's the same energy, just different sides of the coin. And it's still using the same system, which is the light of the darkness, the matrix, mind control energies, whatever word you want to use there. And that's the way it is. So can people doing white magic have a positive effect on people, or calling in a deity, asking for assistance to do something or to help in a healing process? Yeah, it can work, but what are you getting tied up to? There's always an agenda that's below the surface. And, you know, a lot of practitioners, you know, use these energies, and they may have great success. But all of a sudden, you know, what happens to them when they get older? They start getting sick, breaking down, you know, because they're taking on the energy of all the people. And, you know, what's the deity or energy doing to them that they're trying to tap into? So that's just the way it works. But it won't be of light. It won't be of the energy that is of your spirit, because it can't be. So that's just the way it is there. So the pictures that we have could look like ones that you've heard about before. And this is the energy that comes into them will be of a peace energy from that particular spirit. So that's what we do when we energize them. So, and you can't really ask a favor of it, because it won't do that. It can't work that way. It can only bring you peace. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I was wondering if perhaps some listeners would like a request of certain beings that perhaps they have prayed to in the past, or if someone might be new listening and they might still be praying, you know, praying to Jesus or something like that. And you have 25 different pictures I checked on there for of these divinely activated pictures. And how I think is great to use, well, they're just great to have that energy with you. But if there is a particular saint that you used to connect to, that would be a particularly good picture to buy for yourself. They're only $10, and then Ron activates it for you. But I was wondering if, for the purpose of the show tonight, Ron, if we could do some samples of, you know, disconnecting us from the light of the darkness of some of these beings. Maybe people could request on the fast chat if there are certain things certain beings would like to be disconnected from.
Yeah, I think the main ones that the most people typically will use. So if you're, I remember when I was growing up, it might be true today, I haven't seen it too much, but, you know, when I was growing up, I used to see people with their cars, and they had a statue of Mother Mary on the dashboard. Maybe, you know, the Catholic Church is becoming out of favor now, so you don't see that. Maybe people still have it. Maybe they switched over to maybe like a business card size, you know, picture of Mother Mary. But in the old days, that's all you saw. I won't say old days, but, you know, when I was growing up, I guess it's older. So, but that was all what everybody had. Then you have naturally Jesus that people probably have. Maybe a picture of it in your house. That was pretty popular, you know, going to people's houses. And, of course, what do you see? Jesus on the wall, you know. And then you have people who wear the cross, you know, around their neck, you know. Hello, you know.
Oh, I know.
Figure that one out. Why would you want to have something that symbolizes death and torture hanging around your neck, you know? But maybe people feel guilty, so they want to have that so they remember that, you know, somebody died, and not that, you know, it helped them out at all, but somebody died and that was it, you know? And then, you know, the other one that people use a lot, you know, as far as Christian ones would be naturally, you know, Jesus, Mother Mary, and then actually Archangel Michael. That's used a lot. So, you know, people use these, and they, you know, the light of the darkness is there. So we'll see if we have anybody who wants to request that. In fact, if you happen to have, you know, one of those particular pictures on your wall or something that you've had for, you know, the last 50 years because your parents bought it for you and you have Jesus over your bed or something, headboard or whatever, or in your house, you know, that energy is the light of the darkness coming through there, because source energy does not come into things like that. So I can energize it for you, you know, if you wanted to do something like that. You know, we could make up a special session for you personally. If you have a big picture of Jesus or something, but the ones on the website we activate just to have people be put on their altar or keep in their car or something. And it's strictly peace energy. It doesn't do anything for you. Remember, nothing wants to ever be courted. And so when you think about these deities and entities and, you know, religious icons, they don't ever want to be courted by your energy, by you asking them favors and keep tugging on them continuously because it didn't work maybe, or, you know, you get upset with them because, you know, what you did didn't work the way you thought it should work. And, you know, nothing wants to be courted. So right away, you know that there has to be light of the darkness because you're actually coming into a contract with that being, in a sense, to energetically court them to give you what's going on in your life, what you'd like to have changed or what you want to have done for you by this deity. And then what do they have to do? They got to use the law of cause and effect to help yourself out. And that's the mind matrix. So you want to get out of that. So it's all pretty simple once you understand it. So what do we have on the fast chat, Ann?
Well, the first request, well, actually, it's interesting. We have a request for Archangel Michael, but let's do that one first, and then I have something else from last night, but we'll do Archangel Michael.
Okay, so you can bring up Archangel Michael, everybody. If you happen to use that, just do your little spiritual practice, if you like, and bring it up and see, you know, that he's there or whatever, and feel the energy. Then we'll bring in source energy of that, so you can actually feel the difference on it. So normally I bring it in for you, but I'll have you do this yourself if you want to do that. If you don't want to do it, then it won't come in. So just get it up there and feel the energy. And you might have a little card of, Archangel Michael on it or something, and it'll be the light of the darkness energy coming through it. So here we go. We're going to change it now and put in source energy into it of Archangel Michael. I'll just count to five to energize it, and you actually feel the difference on it. Like I said, it's just going to strictly be peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. That's source energy. And there's no emotions to it. So if you do get emotional when you bring the other energies in, and you may think that's really great because it's working, and you get emotional and you start crying and you go, oh, wow, it's there. Well, that's the light of the darkness. They work with emotions. And we've got an emotional planet that control your reality here. Source energy never does that. It's strictly peace. There's nothing that you can do in duality with source energy because it doesn't live there, doesn't work there, doesn't know about anything else other than peace. So never created darkness, so it's just going to be true light. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And last night, someone requested disconnection from Nirvana, which I guess is a place. It's like a heaven that's connected to some religions or something. And maybe a lot of people have connected to that in the past or still. Could you disconnect us from that energy, Ron?
Sure. So here we go. And again, this is if you have connected yourself to that. So 1, 2, 3, boy, is that negative? Wow, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That was, for me, kind of heavy. Kind of get a picture of those red-eyed devils with the horns.
Wow.
So back to you, Ann.
Wow. I hope the person that requested that last night is listening tonight. I just wrote down Nirvana so we could follow up with it. Okay, someone suggested this St. Christopher that we were always told to pray for to protect us in our car.
Oh, yeah. That'll run people to next. I remember seeing that.
That must have been very annoying to the real St. Christopher if he was getting that message, right?
Yeah, so here we go, releasing the energy. Well, we'll just have you bring it in, everybody, then we'll bring in source energy for that. So here we go. And I don't have that card we don't energize that particular energy at all. I just don't have it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. That's the energy that would be of not judgment, source energy. And it would be in non-duality, just peace. Ann?
Okay, and someone said Jesus, when he opens his heart, and it's so scary looking.
Okay.
The bleeding heart or whatever that is of Jesus.
Yeah. It is
horrible.
So that's the light of the darkness putting you into guilt so they can attach your emotions and get more energy out of you. So here we go. Bring it in so you can look at it if you like, or maybe you have one in your house or something. So we're going to bring in, I'll just bring in peace energy. I'm not going to deal with that heart energy of Jesus or the bleeding heart or anything like that. Or the arrow going through it, but we'll just bring in peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. Hey, Ann.
Wow, thank you, Ron. Okay, the Hindu god of Shiva, someone's asking. I guess they say that's like snake gods.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man. to do a healing on that energy. I did a bit of healing maybe a year or so ago on all the Indian gods, about 300 of them, I think. And I know we worked through probably 50 of them, and then other ones wanted to come on, the ones that were used throughout time. And they were really happy. I was first going to terminate them because they don't have to be here. So I was going to do that, and they said, wait a minute, you know, we're being used by all these people. We don't want to be terminated because people are using us, and we're in really bad shape. And they were. They were like, you know how it is to be used. So we put light into them, and then they left. And they were happy to leave here. So there's still a little bit of energy on them, on that energy there. So here we go. That will just do all the Indian gods here. Take away the energy that people put on them, and, you know, remember, they're being used. Nobody wants to be used, okay? So here we go. One, taking away the energies. Two, three, four, and five. There, we'll get them off planet now, so get them to leave here, and looks like they're starting to leave. Probably be gone in about 5 minutes here. Okay, back to you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ron. When you mentioned that people don't want to be pulled at and asked favors and everything, these beings or deities, as a child, we were taught to ask Saint Anthony every time you lost something. So I think I probably bothered some Saint Anthony, a dark being probably, about 1,000 times, me alone. So maybe we could clear Saint Anthony.
Okay, here we go. So Saint Anthony clearing. So one, two, three. So we're taking away the energetic cords that you attached yourself to this particular being. So here we go, which would be the light of the darkness energy. Who knows what it looks like? So if you're one of those octopus energies holding the picture of Saint Anthony up in front of them. And so one, two, three, four. Wow, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do that one again here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, that's released.
Well, I guess I wasn't the only one that had a connection to St. Anthony. Okay, someone said, thanks for clearing Nirvana. I'm still releasing heat. So I don't remember, but maybe that was the person that requested that last night. So if so, I hope so. Okay, so do you want to do a couple more of those, Ron, or it's we're about at the halfway point? Do you want to go to the light ship now?
Yeah, let's go to the light ship.
Okay.
Just got people, you know, where it's really late right now for them, or it could be extra early. So here we go. You can. This only works live on the program, which is Saturday night. If you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel peace energy, and you will not be on the light ship. So here we go.
And request one healing, one physical healing.
So going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. And we'll go into the detox room. This is where they have the hot tub room. And we're in a brown-looking gel, so request your healing. And some rooms we go into, and those rooms actually have a designation of what they're going to be doing to you. Then we have rooms of your choice. So we're going to go into one of your choice now. And if you've been on the light ship before, you can request one of your rooms that you like. And if not, we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. And again, request your particular healing that you'd like to have, and we'll just see what happens. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the healings take place according to your belief, your faith. And what's the faith that you have in source energy? And are you out of duality? And these energetic bodies that you have around you is what caused your problem to begin with. So have you cleaned out these energetic bodies? Jesus did one of those, which is your emotional body, 2,000 years ago. And that was for the people who were living, not the people that were after when he was no longer here, or the ones that he did not reach or or talk with or connect with. So here we go. That's why some people say, why didn't this healing work for me? Well, if you did work on yourself yet, have you had clearings to get rid of your densities? On the light shift, you're healed. But when you come back here, if you're being beamed up back and forth a lot of times a second, zillions of times, we'll say, you are healed, but that emotional body and other bodies that are corrupted take away your healing. That's because they gave it to you. Dark side gave it to you, and you have to clean up those bodies, put light into them with the clearings that we have in order to expect a better result. So let's go into a room that's, I'm seeing bones, so maybe somebody out there has a broken bone or maybe something with their bones going on. I don't know what that would be, but here we go, going into the room with the skeletons, a skeleton healing room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another room that we go into a lot on the 8-hour calls is the rainforest room, and that's really nice. We have that a lot on the conference calls, too. And we have weekly, so here's the rainforest room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has the bumblebees. Request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll take about 3 requests, Dan, if you want to bring up 3. That's
okay. I did not make that request tonight, but let me just check on the fast chat. I know that everyone always enjoys the dolphin room, Ron.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. So here's the dolphins. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a lot of the beings that come to you to do healing are in groups of 3. So why they're 3s, I could not tell you, but they show up as 3. And we'll go into the whale room here. And here comes the whale energy to do a healing with you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go on to a room that has the koala bears. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we could do the wallabies here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And how about kangaroos? So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do one more room. Somebody requested something.
Well, is there a room? I don't know if we've done this before. My cat hasn't been feeling well. Are there light beings that are cats? Is there a cat room?
Yeah. We can bring in cats.
That'd be
so
nice.
Bring in the cat energies. Remember, we have a catfish and a hawkfish, you know. But we'll bring in the cat energies. So here we go. They'll probably show up as kittens. That's how they normally show up to us here. So here they come, 3 kittens, and you might feel a little pause on you as they do their healing work. And the light beings choose this particular form of a conscious being like we know of, or animal, so we can resonate and you just understand what it is. So otherwise, it would just be strictly light coming to you, and people like to see something. So this is why we have beings, and the light beings just pick a form that we have that's common to this planet here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And
should we maybe do dogs since we did cats? And
yeah, sure.
How many people have dogs, too?
Yeah,
we're going to be fair.
So it's kind of your choice what kind of dog you'd like to have. So here we go. Here comes the dogs. Maybe like a St. Bernard, or maybe like a little small, I don't know. Anyway, little small dogs that people like to. There's so many of them, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more room we'll go into, and that's the room with the bears. They're showing up, so here they come. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to be coming back from the light shift now, so we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tree garden plants that we brought up with us. And we're coming back down. I'll count from 5 to 1 backwards. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're here now. And notice that everything around you now might feel more denser than what it was before. You might feel a little heavier, and you're going to feel these things actually courting you. But that's what things happen here and do on this planet. Everything courts each other. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now, just to be clear, you didn't mean anything from the light ship would be courting us. We should be like more centered and more in our bodies now, right? From being on
yeah.
the light ship.
Back here, right. You know, if you had a heavy cord on something, very possibly the cord is still there and it could be attached to you. But, you know, if you're still in peace energy, you're going to feel very peaceful and you won't notice the cording of anything. Because in light, nothing cords each other. Everything is separate.
Okay.
So people kind of get talk about oneness thing and that you're everything. Because oneness is a term that people use. Light, which you could call oneness, but you're not everything of light. Because you're an individual expression of light. So for that, in that term of being an individual expression, there is no such thing as oneness at all in true light. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I certainly felt fabulous from that visit to the light ship. And if anybody wants to share anything that they felt or saw while we took that would be lovely while we took that visit. And before we went to the light ship, somebody made an interesting comment. You've said before that you or the light beings don't go to, you know, you don't like visit people or travel around, but this listener said that she gets like a little buzzing almost like a reminder in her head, or in her, I don't know if she said her head, but her body, when it's time to come on one of the BBS shows to listen to you. Now, is it possible that that person is very connected to their spirit? And their spirit is kind of giving them a little nudge to remind them to come on your show? Because it seems like something positive.
Yeah, I would say it's probably more like a body energy, but it could be the spirit. But you have to remember, your spirit's in non-judgment, so it doesn't really know what's happening. It's just going for the ride inside of you. And so, you know, it's there to bring forth your talents, to help you with your talents. No, that's not, I said that wrong. Your spirit's in you, not because it has a life path of doing something. It got forced into your body. The body has a life path in it. The spirit is just going along for the ride. So it is not ever going to try to push you forward to do something. It's what the body has in store for it. So it's a little different. So it could be the body wanting to have healing. So it's the body is conscious and it wants to alert you that the show's on or something like that.
Okay.
That's fine on the spirit, you see. Or even the emotional body might want to have healing, you see.
Right. Okay.
So
very interesting.
It's hard to describe that because it goes against people's teaching. I think we
right.
have...
Yeah, I think we have a caller. Hello, do we have someone on the line?
Hi. Hi, Ron. Ron, the other day somebody asked you when the Creation Light Ship Ascension happens, would we be conscious? And you said, no, we wouldn't know anything about it. So my question is, it's kind of a 5P question. After become conscious after Creation Light Ship Ascension, what are we experiencing? Is it one, life as it is now, seems to be same place, same people, or a new pristine planet Earth with less people, or is it in quarantine Creation Light Ship, or is it on the Creation Light Ship, or is it home base? So what, when we become conscious again, what are we experiencing?
Okay, when you become conscious, first of all, when ascension time happens, the light is turned off. And so when the light turns itself off of all of its creations, then it gathers everything that it created back to itself. And so that's the way the darkness gets dropped out of light. It's kind of like an electromagnet. You know, when you energize it, it picks up metal, we'll say. And then when you turn the power off, the metal falls away. So that's kind of the way you could look at the way ascension is. and you won't have any consciousness about what's happening because your spirit doesn't judge anything. So your spirit will just be going into quarantine, we'll say, to get deprogrammed, much like what happens here. The darkness grabs you at, you know, upon the dying process of the body. And then it kind of cleans you off and forces you back down here. Well, in true light, you're not forced to go anywhere. You choose where you wish to go to, but you are able to go anywhere in light. So how you discern where you're going, I really can't describe that. You just know where you want to go, and then you pick a life form. And maybe you just go out sightseeing, and you see all the different life forms in the light, and you say, oh, this one here looks cool to me. I want to be a butterfly, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. And then you energize a blueprint, and then from there you live as long as you choose to, experiencing that experience, and then you de-energize it, and then you look for something else to do. But you go to your home base energy. So you always go back to your home base, and then you choose from that point your home base energy, where you want to go to next. And that's kind of the way it works. So I hope I answered your question. But you're not really typically using our analogy here about, gee, I don't know if I want to do that or not, you know, or I didn't like that experience. Well, I'm like, there's no trauma or drama. And so it's hard to use the vocabulary where, you know, you are used to judging and analyzing and figuring things out and weighing one situation against the other. Because in light, it doesn't exist that way. But there's no way to really talk about it without using a term like, well, yeah, I like this one better than the other, I'll go do this here in the light. Well, it doesn't really work that way, but to convey what happens, that's sort of the way I could convey that. So it's kind of like when you go to sleep at night. You're awake, you know, and when you're sleeping, you should be in your body, but most people are out. You don't always know where you go to, but you do know that you wake up. So for people who don't have any dreams, which is probably good, all you know is that you had your day doing stuff, you go to sleep, and the clock ticks, and maybe at some time in the morning you wake up and you feel rested, but you don't know what happened. Well, that's the way light would be. You don't know what's going on, but you are conscious of it. So that kind of helps you a little bit. It might be a little more confusing, but that's kind of the way it is. You're in light. Time goes by, but there's no such thing as time, and you have an experience. So that's kind of the way it is. And it's hard to describe what light is because we're used to judging an experience. So did I answer your question?
Yeah, thank you, Ron. That was very helpful. And I think before you said that we have absolutely no memory whatsoever of our lifetime on Earth.
That is correct, yeah. So for some people...
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, that's true. So some people may not like that answer because they go, I don't ever want to come back to this place again, and which is true. You probably never want to come back here, and you probably won't. But you might say, you know, I really want to know and have a memory of what this was like, so I definitely don't choose this place again. And, and I think everybody could agree with that. So you might say, can we just take a little piece of the memory or a little note that we tie back onto our coat or something, you know? So I don't come back to an awful place like this place again, you know. But in true light, just, you know, you're not having a place like this. So like I said, I don't know how people got stuck here, whatever stole you or brought you here, or however you got here, you took the wrong bus, you know. You know, you got the highway to hell, and you just followed it on down not knowing it, and you got here, you know. So, and I'm sure that nobody really knows.
Any,
yes, go ahead.
Any sense of how soon that's going to happen now?
Not exactly. I know it's overdue, but I think I just don't know. I wish it would happen yesterday. So I'm getting tired of doing this.
Me too.
And stuff. Yeah, I'm getting kind of worn out at what I'm doing here. It's the planet has changed so much that now we have a lot of the clones are here, a whole different life form, not created from light. And, you know, like for myself, I kind of look at it and go, why am I here, you know? And a few people that understand what we're talking about, and even the ones that may have, hopefully nobody got taken, that has listened to us here on these programs and stuff. I probably doubt it. You know, the ones that did get taken off planet and are either off planet or underground, living underground waiting to come up as clones, this planet does not have any bodies that are of light like they used to be before the dark side ascension, you know, on the 21st of December of last year, and then through the new timeline that was created for 2013. So we're in a whole new realm here, and, you know, I just don't know. It was different before, a lot different, and now there's so few humans here that, you know, I don't even know, you know, for myself, you know, ascension, I wish it was yesterday. It's kind of futile for what I'm doing, you know, in a sense. I don't mind being here helping people that understand about life, and maybe something will happen that's different, but, you know, it's not like it was last year. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Good night.
Thanks so much for calling in. That's very interesting. We had a lot of thank yous, Ron, on the fast chat for the trip to Creation Lightship. And for a while there, my fast chat didn't want to refresh, but so I did see we had several comments. People really enjoyed the dog and cat visit to those rooms, and someone said they felt little paws on their face. So that's sweet. Thank you again, Ron, for that wonderful trip to the Lightship. And someone here, kind of on the same subject as our caller, what would happen to the body at ascension time, he means, I assume, if you've only done the spirit barcode removal?
I can't say for sure what would happen to the body. The body will have some light in it, and that light will be collected. So you have to realize that when ascension time comes, all that shows up is light. So how much light does your body hold, and how much is of darkness? So the lightship isn't necessarily going to be taking your whole body. It'll just take the light out of the body that's there. It could take more of it possibly, but, you know, it all depends. You know, because the darkness is probably going to want to take the body, okay? Remember, you're on timelines. So the way to look at it is, how many timelines are you on right now? And those timelines are all darkness. So when ascension time comes, the darkness may just say, oh, hang on, you know, let's get this body out of here, and we'll put it onto another timeline, which is what they're doing anyway to you. So, you know, the light just collects light, but that's about all that I can say. Is it possible that maybe, you know, the light will take your body and put your body in quarantine? You know, if you only have, you know, maybe 1% of your body of light, it could be possible. I don't know. That's why you do clearings, to get rid of darkness out of you, so you can have more light. Remember, when you were first born, you had all the light that there was that could come into you at birth. So you were, you know, of light at that time, and you looked like you did when you were a baby. No, you had all these judgments and thoughts in you that got activated in your DNA that came forward, and you activated it by you know, choosing to think, which everybody has to think here, you know. And so he got into a different system. So you actually started by doing those, that process of thinking, you started kicking more of your light away from you. And you just look at young children, you know. I don't know when they start to lose their glow. You know, you just go and check out children. I would imagine probably at least by 2 years of age, a lot of it's gone. You know, you don't see them, you know, glowing. When they're first born, they're glowing. So maybe just that's just the way it is. So you're trying to get back, as Jesus talked about, very simply, you want to be as innocent as a child. That means that you don't have judgment. That's what you're trying to do, is get rid of all this stuff that's connected to you. And when you start doing that, you know, if you take ascension out of the picture and you start doing the clearings, your life will be much better than what it was before, because the darkness is keeping you held into the mind programs. And as you start releasing all these densities from you, you start feeling better. And your aches and pains may go away. You may start to feel a little more conscious. You know, you may feel like there's some hope out there, you know, and you start bringing more people into your life, if you want to do that, that are not as negative as the ones before. People drop out because they don't want to play with you any longer, be in light, because the darkness doesn't want to see light. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. That's, you know, so interesting. And I know that, you know, most of us do say we want to get out of here. And I know when I first learned about the true ascension from you, it was hard for me to realize, wow, we're not going to remember all of this and that kind of thing. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how each of us kind of have a home base, and a soulmate, and what that actually is?
Well, okay, yeah, you have a soul family here. That's what everybody talks about, is you want to find your soulmate, your soul family, you know, members, etc. You know, that's a lot of people advertise on the dating scenes on the internet. Find your soulmate, you know. Well, they're going to have the same lessons that you probably want to experience. And it could even be a rougher ride by doing that. And it could be also maybe even a good thing, but you're going to be sharing lessons. Experiences, normally they're going to be negative, but maybe not always. So, but in true light, you have a home base. So you actually have your incarnation wherever you're going to. You go back to your home base, you choose another creation, you go and leave there. But you see your twin flame energy. So the twin flame energy got severed here. And most twin flame energies for almost everybody on the planet, those twin flames are not here. They're out there in the universe of light. You just chose to come here. It chose to go somewhere else. You know, initially you're probably both on light planets, different places, and you'd come back to your home base, see each other, and go off and, you know, have your experiences. Well, somehow a lot of people, you know, came here and they lost their other half, and that was severed because the darkness did not want to connect you, and could not connect you. They disconnected you, let's put it that way, from your other half. Now, your other half probably would not, it may be looking for you, but would it want to come in the darkness? Probably not. Because you're here, it may want to come to try to help you, but then if it did come here to help you, then it might get stuck here also. So typically, that's what the darkness is. It severed you from your home base, which is where light is, and they copied that and gave you, you know, when you die, you go to, you know, the white light tunnel, and you see Jesus or whatever you believed in. If you believed in, you know, that rabbits were, you know, God, you'd be seeing a rabbit there. You know, whatever the belief is that you have, you're going to be experiencing that whole belief system. And then they have to take away the judgments off of you because your spirit's contaminated, and they do what they can do to get it out of this judgment not because they want to reuse you again. You know, it's like having a rechargeable battery. So you die and the battery's basically dead. Then they got to recharge it up again. And so they take away all your densities, recharge you up, and then force you into a body again. And now you're with your soul family and you decide what, quote-unquote, spiritual lessons you want to have. Remember, in True Light, there's no such thing as spiritual lessons. But down here there is, because they have to tell you that you're here for a reason and a purpose. That way it feels okay. And, but in True Light it doesn't exist. That's what happens. So you're on a merry-go-round all the time, coming and going, having experiences here, thinking that you got to learn something each lifetime because you're not quite good enough yet. You're trying to achieve that God consciousness, which you already have inside of yourself. You just never look there. And which is a source energy. But they're giving you God consciousness, so you try to go up the different levels of whatever they create for you, you know, different dimensions, whatever, and you're just in the trap more and more and more, and, you could take on the beliefs of your last lifetime, and if you think that you're on level 5 and you got to go to level 13, well, maybe it takes you 10 lifetimes to jump each level, so that you know, well, I'm on that system, and I'm going to make it eventually. That's where the light of the darkness works. So,
well, Ron, excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And of course, I wish the show could go on for hours and hours. It's so helpful, but unfortunately, it is time to say goodnight.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I just want to thank everyone for listening and all your participation tonight. The next BBS radio show will be at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you didn't get your questions answered today, send them in again on Monday. And, of course, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time is the start of the 8-hour call, and hope to see a lot of you there. Thanks so much for a wonderful show, Ron. I'll say goodnight.
Okay, goodnight, everybody.